This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
How do you do? Hello.
Thursday is upon us, 25th of May.
So, let's see, a week from today is the first day of June. Just to keep you all the noose on time titans. And so does our opportunity. I'm not going away, and neither is Kara Schillen, but it's really, there's a lot of pressure to talk about a lot of things. I don't feel the pressure, but a lot of people feel so much to talk about. How do we do this? Well, we start by trying to examine that which affects you the most, conversationally and otherwise, in your life, what secret things are going on that affect you. And so I argue with myself about how to present, like yesterday we were talking about Roger Moore. That's a thing that affected lots of people because there are a lot of James Bond fans. A lot of people thought he was cool. And so and then there's whatever Trump is doing that is not going to be necessarily handled or mishandled by the news media or other conversation media. And then so I look around at things every day, and Karen and I talk about a few things that we think may be at the top of the heap with regard to the value, if you will, of what you can learn from hearing me give you some information that I consider to be the facts, and then some commentary. And I guess that puts me square in the face of what happened in Manchester with the bombing. Yesterday at this time, the discussion about the Manchester Arena bombing, the terrorism investigation, the information coming out of England was straightforward, and the information suggested that the bomber had acted alone. However, British authorities were not sure, or at least they sounded like they weren't too sure. And then during the day yesterday, the police chief in Manchester confirmed that it was in fact a network of people. And so from that point, I was also thinking, Kara, that I would start the program with a 2020, or at least this hour, with a 2020 News Quiz question, asking for you to identify Salman Abedi. And the reason I did that is because I thought some people would confuse him as a relative of the lady who was married to Mr. Weiner, who was Hillary Clinton's chief aide.
I'm sure right? She appreciates that.
Well, you know, there are a lot of people who say all these names sound the same. Well, to us, they kind of do. But if they were listening to us talk about and use names over here, they might say the same thing. Tom Taylor. That's a common name. It might sound like, let's see, who would be a name? Well, Taylor is spelled T-A-Y-L-O-R or T-A-I-L-E-R. You understand what I'm saying. There's a lot of interpretation. So let's take the names out of it for now. By the way, he was the fellow that blew up. He actually carried out the bombing, 22 years old, born and raised in England. Police arrested another person in connection with the attack. And now it appears that there have been three, maybe four or five altogether. I think it's seven, isn't it? Six or seven people that have been arrested in connection with the bombing.
Yeah, I think they have seven people in custody in the U.S., and I'm not sure. They've also arrested his father and two of his brothers, and I think his father and one brother are in Libya, so I'm not sure if that's included in the total. But
where did they all live in America? I didn't think they were. Are they all in the same place?
Well, they didn't live in America.
Well, they weren't living here, but they were here.
I don't know if they were all living in the same place at the same time because, yeah, two of his relatives were in Libya, so whether they were just visiting and were arrested there or whether they had been living there, I'm not sure. But apparently he's not the only one who is harboring not great tendencies.
Right. Okay. So now we have yet another angle to this, another black eye for the news media, especially a black eye for the New York Times, because apparently there was information that was given to a United States official, and that official gave the information, or somehow the New York Times got the information and leaked it. So here's Congressman Mike McCall talking with a reporter last night about how the Brits have reacted to the Times leak.
One of the things that has come up is the fact that U.S. officials, according to the reports in the New York Times, leaked some of the information on the detonator, the photos of the backpack all surfaced, and that Theresa May and other British officials are very unhappy. They feel that there were leaks that should never have happened from U.S. intelligence officials.
Now, I knew Theresa May when she was what they call Home Secretary. They are very, I think, upset about the fact that I think most of all that the suspect's name was released, because remember, when that's released, anybody connected, and I think in this case, not being a lone wolf, you have other conspirators involved in a network, a cell, if you will, who are tied to this individual. So once that name is released, then of course the others will either do one of two things, go underground and hide, or go out and try to get out of the country, or will detonate another explosive device very soon thereafter. And so I will tell you, I know firsthand that the Brits are not real happy about that.
Yeah.
Mm. No, nor should they be. And then there are the people who are most closely connected to that. I like the way all the major news networks have sent all their guys over to England so they can report in front of some hospital with an ambulance in the back of them to make it seem like they have more credibility, which is obviously nonsense. Anyway, the families, the children, seven parents are among those who died, went with their children to the arena to see the show. And then there are the families that will never see their children again, teenagers, 15, 16, 17 years of age. And as you might expect, it's bringing the community together, it's bringing the country together. There is huge anger there, as there would be here or any place else that we're familiar with, because of the immigration policies. The country is on edge, on alert. There are, this time of year, all over the Western world, and all over, well, pretty much the Western world, we find that Europeans and Americans are a lot alike in their tastes and the way they do things and how things are done. So we hear all these promotions all the time for various groups and individuals who are singers and entertainers doing their summer tours. Well, the same thing is true, and the season has started in England. As a matter of fact, this was, I think, a launch point for what was going on at that Manchester arena. And there are any number of events. And so now soldiers instead of police, the Brits have placed soldiers at key locations and events to protect the public and provide assistance. The threat level is critical. This is the second time it's happened. Remember, about 10 years ago, there was an attack at the Glasgow airport that did more or less the same thing, and not unlike what happened at the airport in Paris. So there's more of this, and it just, it's so exasperating because it's so obvious whatever policies, plans, procedures are in place are just not enough. And so say what you will about Donald Trump, and say what you will about Theresa May, and say what you will about the woman that ran against the fellow that ran in France, and say what you will about anybody who stands up and says, we've got to stop this, it's madness. But it is, kind of. But it goes back to what's going on, the madness in the Middle East, which, you know, you keep looking at the thread and where it all started. Not that it does any good now to look at how all of this got started years and years ago. The Europeans are at fault. the Americans are at fault. So we're sort of reaping what we have sown. Is it right? Is it just? Is it fair? No. And no one with any amount of hooch will tell you that it's right, it's fair, it's just. But it is understandable, at least from my perspective. It is understandable that these people, well, that those who want power and who are corrupt, like leaders of any movement like Al-Qaeda, the Palestinian movement, or Hamas, the Daesh people, all of them have used the opportunity that's been created by European aggression, American business aggression. Let's face it, we all know what's going on. You can see the Chinese doing it right now. The Chinese are in the same exact league, and so are the Russians, that we have been in and the Europeans have been in. Since the Spanish Inquisition, in fact. That's where this kind of all started. And it's gone on and on and on and on and on and on and on, meddling and messing in other countries' affairs for economic gain. That's how this stuff gets started. And you give them a perfect entree. Is it right? No. How do you stop it? Oy, man. We can get a headache thinking about it. But at the moment, we deal with the reality of what's real and what's going on in England has a lot of people on edge. Not only there, but here. We all know that. 18 past the hour.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for loving your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've been hauling laundry up and down stairs, why not move the laundry room closer to where the dirty clothes pile up? To start, you're going to need a pro to move the water lines, the wiring, and the dryer vent. Full-size machines can be stacked to save space or plan your new laundry mecca to include storage, ironing gear, and hampers for colors and whites. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaquettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sportscasting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Ha ha.
This is Bill's yard, and Bill's a grill master, not a grass expert. Still, no weeds belong in this backyard barbecue kingdom. And with Scott's Turf Builder Weed and Feed, Bill's greasy thumb is just as good as a green thumb. Because Scott's thickens lawns to help crowd out over 50 pesky weeds. So Bill can defeat invaders, green up his lawn, and hold his spatula high. This is a Scott's yard. Pick up Scott's Weed and Feed today.
America, it's time for some straight talk. You love your phone. Look at you. You hardly put it down. But you don't love that expensive wireless plan, do you? So what if I told you you can keep that phone, network, and number two for a lot less? Well, this is me telling you. It's time to switch to straight talk, guys. Bring your own phone and get unlimited plans starting at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight talk wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Hi. hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Time, but you don't see that I was born to love you.
What if I fall?
I won't let you fall.
What if I cry?
I'll never let
like
you
this.
Cry.
Country guy, Dougie.
Well, I don't know that I think this sounds like country, Jennifer, honestly.
Yeah, it's very poppy.
It's Keith Urban and his wife, Nicole Kidman, being guests on the BBC's Graham Norton Show, which is a very popular program. People from all over the world want to be on that show. And so fans in England of Keith Urban, who have dubbed themselves the Urban Army, got to look at the couple. The photos of him with Norton suggesting the caption under one of the teenage pictures should read, "Boy least likely to marry Nicole Kidman."
He looked very awkward as a teen.
Yeah. And then,
now he's hot, but...
yeah. He had this song, The Fighter. Is this a new, this is a brand new song for him, isn't it?
Pretty new, yeah.
Yeah. And who's singing it with him? Is
Carrie.
She ever on any of his songs? She a singer? She sang anything?
Nicole?
Nicole Kidman, yeah.
She was in Moulin Rouge.
She has sang, but she's never, I don't think she's ever been on any of his songs.
But here he's singing with Melania C. Hey, you call her Mel C, one of the Spice Girls, right? Sporty?
Yeah, Sporty Spice, yeah. Carrie Underwood couldn't make it over to England with him, so Mel C filled in on the Carrie Underwood part.
Really? This is good. Now, you can watch the Graham Norton Show on the BBC America, right?
Yes. Yep.
I think it's, you see it all the time. I like, he's a little bit much for me. He gets good guests, and he gets them to do interesting things.
That's my favorite show. The chat shows.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He's the best. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, he's got a big following. There's no question about that in England. All right, so there's the sound of the new Keith. Those of you, Jennifer, who are fans. So you said it sounds poppy. What do you think of this song?
Oh, I love it.
As far as its possibilities.
I've been listening to it a lot. I think it's a great song. His new album is really good.
When did this come out first?
About a month ago or so?
Yeah. It's from Ripcord. All right, so Mel C on this. It sounds like she fits right in, actually.
Well, she was the only Spice Girl who could sing, so...
Yeah,
she's good. Sporty could sing too. Sporty just didn't quite have the look.
Mel C is sporty. by the way.
Oh, I thought this was scary.
No. That's Mel B.
Mel B. I thought.
Mel A, Mel B, Mel C.
No, the Mels could sing, and that was about it.
All right, let's move into something. The end of the story. There's a new ice cream that Ben and Jerry's has come out with, paying tribute to Bob Marley. This week is 36th anniversary of his death. The ice cream flavor is called One Love, and a portion of the proceeds from this limited batch of banana ice cream with caramel and graham cracker swirls and fudge peace signs will benefit a youth empowerment program down in Jamaica. It's very Ben and Jerry-ish. The flavor was created in a partnership with the Marley family, accompanied by a video announcing this treat. It read, "The words, one love, one heart, that touches everybody in every language."
That's what we need right now. I feel like we need to go to Jamaica.
Ice
we need
cream.
Some one love, some ice cream, and some reggae music to just bring everybody together.
So, by the way, there are a lot of Ben and Jerry flavors, fish food, Elton John, Goodbye Yellow Brick Road, Queen's Bohemian Raps, Raspberry, Jerry Garcia's Cherry Garcia, Dave Matthews Band, One Sweet World and Magic Brownies, Willie Nelson, Country, Peach Cobbler, Bare Naked Ladies, If I Had $1 Million. I don't know that one. Anybody know that?
It was a song, If I Had $1 Million, so they made an ice cream flavor out of it.
So anyway, Ben and Jerry's at it again. And good for them. Yummy, yummy. It's ice cream time, 28 after the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Using a Groupon app, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day, like haircuts. Because even if you don't need a haircut, you're eventually going to need a haircut. Unless you're bald, in which case Groupon can save you a lot of money on skincare. The point is, using Groupon can save you up to $100 a week. Getting a massage? Check Groupon. Mani-pedi? Check Groupon. Looking for nearby yoga classes? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do. The app and save. Groupon.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right wait to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now, 34 after the hour on the Thursday get-together for Good Day. I'm Doug Steffen. A couple of postscripts to the conversation about what's going on in England and what goes on here. And this whole business to sort of follow up, maybe this is the best way of me presenting it, to follow up on the discussion we were just having regarding what's gone on in the past. The past is the past. You can't fix it, so you concentrate on the now. Just so there's a clarification, I already got some shots because people say, "Oh, you're always blaming America." I'm not always blaming America, and blaming doesn't fix anything. You got to fix the problem. I'm making a comment based on historical fact, and so, but that, I guess what I would love to think is that we could all learn from our mistakes. Do you learn from your mistakes? I learn from my mistakes. The old business about repeating the same thing over again and how insane it is to expect something different to come out of it. It isn't. So I'll take a position here that is pretty strident. Looking back, some information has come to the surface in the past 24 hours about what the Obama administration did with 16 admitted MS-13 gang members. They knowingly let in these gang members. They came here as illegal immigrant teenagers a couple of years ago. There are internal documents that prove, that show that these teenagers were shipped to juvenile homes all around the country. Chairman of the Senate Homeland Security Committee said that a whistleblower from the government turned over Customs and Border Protection documents detailing the 16 people who were caught crossing the border. They were apprehended. They knew they were MS-13 gang members, and they proceeded and dispersed them around the country instead of sending them back. They were part of a surge of unaccompanied alien children, UACs as the government labels them, that overwhelmed the border in 2014. You see, this is why Trump gets 2 stars or however many gold stars you want to give him for the plan. Not that the wall is going to work, but for paying attention to these security issues. These are bad people. Bad. Really bad. So Homeland Security was trying to, address the flow. I'm going to say stop the flow. Officials at the time said the children should be treated as refugees fleeing horrific conditions, even though security analysts said the children were prime recruiting territory for gangs all across our country. This is damnable. This is incredible. This is unacceptable. And so there are more reasons than you can shake a stick at for us to be watching. Well, how do you do it, though? That's the other thing. It's so frustrating for many people because many of the people, I mean, I think that in this circumstance, the Border Patrol people said no, and the people over them said yes. Let them in and disperse them because, oh, gee, isn't it too bad? They came from bad conditions. They are the reason for the bad conditions back home. It's just unbelievable how this kind of crap goes on. So that's, and people knew that, and that's the kind of stuff that gets Trump votes and support. All right, speaking of that, Kara, I think you have some audio from this. There's a story floating. We have 4 or 5 stations in Montana. I think that I know Bozeman. As a matter of fact, this event, I think, took place in Bozeman yesterday. Big Sky Country, Great Falls, we have a station. That was fabulous. I have only been in Montana a couple of times, but wow, what a beautiful state. Anyway, there are 2 people running for a special congressional election in Montana today. They only have 1 congressman because they don't have a lot of people. 400,000 people, I think, live in the state. Anyway, so the one fellow is a guitar-strumming cowboy who is 69 years old. His name is Rob Quist, and he thinks that he's going to win today. And after yesterday, I think he might, because the Republican contender, a fellow named Greg Gianforte, I think that's how it's pronounced, has gone down like a rock in the polling because he attacked a reporter. And the all of this is usual because of video and audio. I mean, there were a dozen reporters in the room, and they all have accounts of this. This is, and by the way, Montana was carried by Trump. I think he had 20. He was way ahead of Hillary Clinton there. But this guy, I'm thinking, is going to go down today. It'll be interesting tomorrow for us to report on this, Kara. But play the audio now of the Republican, Greg Gianforte, being approached by a reporter. He keeps asking him questions, and so Gianforte puts his hands around the guy's throat and throws him to the ground.
In terms of the CBO score, because you know you were waiting to make your decision about health care until you saw the bill and it just came out. and what you thought.
We'll talk to you about that later.
Yeah, but there's not going to be time. I'm just curious if you have
the speak with Shane, please.
But you don't.
Sick and tired, you guys. The last night I came here, you did the same thing. Get the hell out of here. Get the hell out of here. The last guy did the same thing. You were the guardian?
Yes, and you just broke my
glasses. You last guy did the same damn thing.
You just body slammed me and broke my glasses.
Get the hell out of here.
Oh.
Okay. How do you think that's going to go over?
Not very well.
Nah.
And to do that in front of, you know, there were camera crews there.
Of course.
There were tons of different people in the room, and they said the reporter, you know, he was asking questions, which is actually his job to do, but yeah, he never showed any aggression and then was body slammed.
Uh-huh.
Whether you like the questions that are being asked or not, you can't just decide to body slam someone.
Yeah. This is, and you see, what happens, the news media plays this up. Okay, here's another violent, ignorant Republican, just like all the rest, sort of in the same league. Remember on Monday we had the story of the fellow who got on the plane over in Singapore, or no, it was Shanghai.
Wasn't
it? It was Shanghai, coming back to America. And he was an older guy, not too well educated, it would appear, from the way it was, the way I figured it, he was, you know, on the edge anyway. And he had on a hat, a Trump hat, take America back again, or make America great again, or whatever it said. So he just acted like a fool, and it was pretty disturbing. And so the newspaper loves, the people in the press love to play up all the Trump people as ignorant dummies who, you know, why would anybody in their right mind vote for Trump kind of stuff, because they're so damned arrogant themselves and so sure that they're right, which of course is not true, but anyway, that's the way they want to play it up. So this is another, but this guy looks bad, man. Oof. I wouldn't vote for him. He looks. I mean, listen to the voice. Listen to his anger.
It was just weird because it went from, you know, not aggression at all. Like, it was just, it sounded like a conversation to me, and then suddenly it just escalates super quickly. I don't think you would want someone like that to represent you if they can't even handle themselves in a press conference.
No. Uh-uh. Okay. In a moment. My thinking about why Trump is wrong to increase the defense spending. I'll tell you a story that'll make your hair stand on end or edge or up or however, give you goosebumps in a moment.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the National Painting Week sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 19th through the 29th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Have you heard about performance-enhancing veggies that help boost your circulation, your energy, your stamina? They exist. And at the top of the list are beets, loaded with vegetable dietary nitrates that boost nitric oxide levels in your body for more energy, more stamina. There's no fake energy drink here. We're talking about super beets. Super beets. Exciting information from the folks who created this wonderful product. Actually, Mother Nature created super beets. You grow them, come from non-GMO beets. They're cooked. They're dried lightly. And then they're powdered, so the dietary nitrates are protected, getting the blood to your muscles, to your brain. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Super Beets. Doug likes beets.com. Good place to start. Or 800-655-4183. That's 800-655-4183. Or order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Speed Queen washers and dryers, with a long history of use in laundromats and hospitals, come with an industry-leading 5-year warranty. How could we offer a warranty of such length? Because we're assuming you'll never need to use it. Not with Speed Queen's sturdy construction and commercial-quality metal components. So, enjoy your Speed Queen for 25 years. Unless you're washing bricks or drying bowling balls, which will almost certainly void the warranty. Visit us at speedqueen.com.
Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, better addiction care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong, so difficult to stop. If you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 800-212-3607 right now for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better addiction care. 800-212-3607. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 800-212-3706 for better addiction care.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
All right, 47 after the hour. So here's why Trump is wrong to increase defense spending. Yesterday it was learned, not because the U.S. Army told us the story, but because the information came from a declassified Department of Defense audit from last year. The U.S. Army has lost track of billions of dollars worth of military equipment and weapons that have been sent to the Middle East. The audit did not contain specifics about what equipment is gone, but I remember talking about this 10 years ago when I visited Iraq with people over there. They've brought things over there and they just quote-unquote disappear. Tens of thousands of rifles, hundreds of Humvees, for God's sakes. How do you lose hundreds of Humvees and MRAPs? The equipment meant to be provided to the Iraqi military through the Department of Defense's Train and Equip Fund. The fund was created 2 years ago, and $1.6 billion was put in the budget for it. The audit revealed management kept incomplete records, management meaning our guys, and we all know the Iraqis are nincompoops when it comes to this stuff anyway. They're corrupt. So why the hell are we giving them this stuff? And apparently these sorts of things have gone on in other areas, but not so bad, around the world. So the records, the spreadsheets, handwritten receipts. It seems to me there was a movie about something like this fairly recently, and I'm trying to remember where and who it was, but I remember, you know, one of the threads in the movie was that the Army guys get paid off for distributing some of this, the military equipment to the bad guys. So, anyway, the audit noted that the U.S. does not track the transfers after they're delivered because the weapons and equipment are no longer U.S. government property. So, why do we give that? I guess there are two or three different questions here, but mostly the way we put money up to give to these people or give weapons and equipment to these people, and they don't respect it, like they haven't respected anything. Another reason in the post-mortem for us never to have gone to Iraq in the first place, and we keep throwing money down that damn rat hole, and this is what we come up with. So we should be digging in our heels on things like that, I believe. Plus, I think we spend too much money on the military anyway. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse, perfect example. 10 before the hour.
Hi. Hi, John here again. After another month of being on several supplements from Synergistic Nutrition, including Synergy One, the Andreas Black Cumin Seed Oil, and other supplements, I've lost another 10 pounds for a total of 20 pounds. My belt size has been reduced by 1 3/4 inches. My knees don't ache as much anymore, and I'm walking my dogs twice as long as I did a month ago. I sleep very well and have a lot more energy. I noticed that when I cut myself accidentally, that I was bleeding much more profusely and that the blood was bright red. Previously, I didn't bleed much at all. It was dark red in color. So I know this protocol is working to keep my blood healthy. Additionally, I now have the energy to do calisthenics several times a week in addition to the extra walking. My hunger has been reduced a lot. I take 2 shakes a day along with each meal.
Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369 369. During workouts, Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle. Plus, it helps burn fat, fuel sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text ACTIVE55 to 369-369 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting ACTIVE55 to 369-369.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Past the hour. This is the day for a visit from Warren Eckstein, who is America's best friend to your pet. On the air every weekend, The Pet Show. Go to thepetshow.com. You want to figure out what time it is in your neighborhood. This is a man who really knows, loves, eats, sleeps, and drinks his love of pets. So I'm going to put this to you because it's time that we came up with things, with ways, with a focus, and I'm sure you've done this on your program already, protecting your pet this summer. What do we need to know? What do we need to keep on the top of our mind about pets in the warm weather? And the reason I ask that is because a lot of people think they should, for example, cut the hair on their dog in the summer because the dog is hotter, but in fact it's just the opposite, isn't it?
It is. You know, hair on a dog acts, or fur on a dog acts like insulation. So what happens is, in the summertime, if you shave the dog down, the heat will actually get right to the skin. However, if the dog has the hair it normally has, by the time the heat gets to the skin, it's already cooled down by going through the dog's hair. So it's not a great idea to clip a dog down for the summer. Bad idea. Also, Doug, it's important to make sure that you never, ever, ever leave your dog in a car. That's just common sense. You know the story. I got arrested in Nassau County a few years ago because I broke into a window and I got a dog out and they took me away. Anyway, the bottom line is you just don't want to do that. Number three is, and this drives me crazy. You know, I do a lot of running. I run in Venice Beach and Santa Monica, and the bottom line is I see these people on their skateboards in the heat of the day with their dogs, especially bulldogs, pugs, whatever, running alongside of them. The dog's panting because people don't understand dogs don't have sweat glands. The only sweat glands a dog may have are on the bottom of his feet, which really doesn't get him that much cooler. And that's why dogs pant. If you notice your dog panting, it means he's hot. Dogs have thousands of blood vessels going through their tongue. And the reason they pant is by panting, it cools the blood in their tongue, sending it back to their body. So common sense just goes a long way. Exercise early in the morning, at night. Don't run in the heat of the day. Make sure they have plenty of water. Check them for fleas and ticks. Just use common sense, and the summertime should be fine.
Yeah, and you have to be very careful about being in the car or the truck or whatever it is. Air conditioning is very, very important. All right, so food for thought. It almost seems like it's common sense. But the other thing, dogs may be exposed to infections if you let them lap up puddled water that may have been there for a while. I mean, I watch Charlotte and other dogs drink just about anything. I don't know that it's that bad, but I know sometimes in the cities where a lot of rats and things are around, and leptospirosis becomes a problem that comes from the water. You got to look out for things like that. I don't know how much of a I know it's an East Coast thing. Is there that much problem with it in the West Coast?
Yeah, you have the runoffs too, running the water running into the ocean. You have dogs drinking out of puddles at parks and stuff. Bottom line is I always take water for my dog when I go for a walk or a run, whatever I'm doing. But more importantly is this. If, for years, I don't know how many years, I've seen dogs drink out of puddles in New York City and the Bronx and Brooklyn, Long Island, and Los Angeles. And you know what? I don't know any dogs that have gotten that sick. I don't think it's a good idea, but I don't think it's an end-of-the-world idea either.
Right. Dogs drink out of toilets.
There you go. Do you know why dogs drink out of toilets?
No.
There's actually a reason for it. The porcelain keeps the water the coolest of anything around, cooler than steel. Oh. So the coolest water in the house is in the toilet.
Oh.
Want a drink?
I always send them over to the bidet. All right, so here's something that has gotten animal activists worked up, the China dog meat trade.
Oh gosh.
Authorities have banned the sale of dog meat at certain festivals in China. The Humane Society International says Chinese activists and three meat traders have confirmed the ban. But before that, dogs and all kinds of animals have been slaughtered, sold for their meat. And it was right there at the festival. Dog meat is, big in China.
A friend of mine, Mark King, out here in L.A., he's the one who goes there, and he's the one who really is the one bringing the dogs and bringing the whole festival to light. As a matter of fact, I spoke to him not that long ago, and he's kind of like at a breaking point because he's seen so many horrors over there.
Yeah.
And whatever he saves, there's 10,000 more that need to be saved that it's actually getting to him psychologically.
Yeah. So this dog meat ban starts the middle 15th of next month. That's just before the festival begins. But I mean, it's just so contrary to our values, it would seem, or most of us anyway, other than some of these people that mistreat dogs like you wouldn't believe. It's very troubling. People sometimes, though, get upset because we pay more attention to the animals than we do to human beings. But you know what? Some of the animals deserve more attention.
They can't speak up for themselves.
Right.
So.
Exactly, yeah. All right, Warren, good job. Thank you.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.